Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
Now on the line, I have Anne Dempsey, Communications Manager and Training Facilitator at Third Age. Good morning, Anne. How are you?
Very good, Michael, on this lovely morning.
It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Really lovely, yeah. We deserve it, though.
Indeed we do. Anne, tell me about the Senior Line weekend service.
Yes, delighted to do that. We wanted to draw attention to it, Michael, because we were just looking at our calls over the last while and realising that a lot of callers are particularly lonely at the weekend. We have people phoning us on Friday night and saying, you know, I'm dreading the weekend, the family are going to be away and my day centre is closed, and that even though the sun is shining, the day is going to be kind of very long. I won't really see many people. So I'm really glad you're there. And can I phone you over the weekend? And we're always delighted. We're delighted to hear from you. So to publicise the fact that for many statutory services are closed, Senior Line is open, but we want to draw attention to our weekend. To our, the fact that we're open at the weekend, as we are open every day of the week, from 10 in the morning until 10 at night.
And it's particularly apt that we're running into a bank holiday weekend that we're talking about this. Tell me, are bank holiday weekends even more so a time that you'll get a lot of older people calling in?
Yes, because normal reservist then doesn't resume until Tuesday. And maybe families with all, even the loving families like the parents and the grandchildren, they might be going away for a weekend break or they might be part of their holidays. So again, you know, what the Friday night, maybe, you know, the aloneness or the quietness might then extend not only to Sunday but as well as Monday as well.
Now I'm in the stages of my life. I'm at the stage where I'm trying to push the kids out. I have two of them getting married this year, and the other one is engaged, and she'll be leaving us, I'd say, in the next 18 months or so, and then we'll have an empty nest. I'm at a stage in my life, I don't really understand, as you might say, the loneliness that there is there, because I've got people around me the whole time. But it must be quite lonely if you're used to having the kids around and things like that, and suddenly they're gone. It must get very lonely.
Michael, I think many of our callers would love to have your problem. You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of our callers, they're mothers and fathers, they've reared families, that their whole life has been busy, fulfilled, productive, and suddenly, it changes. And I suppose an added complication would be that some sons and daughters and grandchildren are away. They might be, you know, in America or Australia or Europe. I mean, so common in Ireland with our irregular downturn where people do go away, huge swathes of people sail away and fly away. So that would be a particular issue with many of our parents. They have very good, loving relationships with their children and grandchildren, but they can't see them. And then, sadly, we might have situations where there would be family conflict and family difficulty. Now, I'm not saying a lot, but we do get calls from people whose families are around, but they're not in touch for whatever reason. And indeed, sometimes if a caller begins explaining the problems that can occur, and it might be a misunderstanding, sometimes in talking it through, they might decide, you know, I'm not going to let this go on. I'm going to lift the phone and give the ring. And we are kind of delighted that things can be resolved.
It's something you mentioned something there about the kids going away and the family going to, whether it be Australia or the States or maybe even just over to the UK. I've been very lucky that all my children have found employment here in this country, even though I think one of them is thinking about heading off for a couple of years just to get the experience. But it must be really lonely, particularly for somebody who maybe down the country who's isolated in either a small town or out in the countryside, and they've got no one at all to talk to during the day and no one to look forward to coming home in the evening.
You're talking about our callers, Michael, and I mean, I suppose there's two aspects to that. The first thing is, if you say they're living in an isolated area, and I'm thinking I can identify a number of our regular callers who are exactly down a Boreen, off a Boreen, and, you know, off the main road, don't see people passing. And then I'm also thinking of the other part, that if you live in remote areas of Ireland, the job opportunities are not great. So the sometimes the only kind of decision or option for sons and daughters would be to leave.
I know when I was younger, my parents had a holiday home down the country, and I used to love going away, going down to the holiday home, and I'd spend months of the summer down there, and it was absolutely brilliant. But it was a totally different thing between the summer and the winter. Very lonely, very isolating in the winter, down the country, out somewhere where you don't have neighbours.
Yeah, very much so. And I mean, winter calls, there's a whole pattern, and we've had pretty severe winter, as we know, just finished, and snow and ice, and our callers may be frail, not that mobile, worried about slipping, and we would have very particular conversations with them. I suppose we'd be saying, sticking with our loneliness theme and sticking with the fact that you can be on your own. I mean, we've callers on our own, on their own in towns and villages as well. And if there is anything positive to say to people in the better weather, we'd be saying, try to get out. Try to open the door and walk out. And, you know, you'll meet other people. You'll be engaged. It'll change the whole energy around you. You'll come back feeling a little bit differently. So, you know, and also I suppose we'd say, Michael, if you are people who see, who have neighbours on the road that you don't know, or neighbours or people, older people, you know, without being patronising to older people or to anybody, we'd say, look, say hello, and it's a lovely day. Sometimes a tiny bit of social contact makes a big difference.
Indeed it does. And I would advise anybody out there who has older neighbours to just pop around, say hello. And it's amazing what you get back from that sort of contact with somebody. You can build up a friendship, really interesting friendships with older people. They have great stories. They have great life experience to give you.
We have that on the line as well, Michael. We have a lot of our volunteers. We know our callers, some of our very regular callers. We get new callers all the time, but we know our regular callers quite well. And they've lived, some of them, amazing lives. You know, they've been emigrated, they've come back to Ireland, or they might be still living in the house in which they were reared. It's such a variety of stories. And the other thing, I suppose, getting back to what neighbours and friends might do in terms of being part of the solution, I suppose it might be a nice thing to suggest to somebody listening to us today. If you know a neighbour who's on their own, and you may be a very good friend and neighbour, but you can't be there all the time, it might be nice to tell them about Senior Line. Say, you know, I've heard of this service. They're open every day of the year from 10 to 10. It's older people like yourself. They love to listen. They love a conversation. They're very good at kind of discussing a problem. And it's a free phone number. And I have it. Would you like it?
And
it might be a nice suggestion.
I think that would be a great suggestion. And which leads me on to, can you tell our listeners, what is the free phone number?
Yeah. So it's a free phone number, open from 10 to 10 every day of the year, including this bank holiday weekend and all the weekends, as you said, Michael. 1800 80 4591.
And as always, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity, Michael. Really appreciate it. No, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. God bless.